Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus, taking a holistic approach to planning water resources for those times when water is scarce. Farm Bureau Legislative Director Jeff Harper says that was the goal and the gist of House Bill 529, which passed unanimously in the recent legislative session.
We believe that by allowing farmers to have on-farm water resources, it could alleviate down the road pressures on individuals that utilize water as well.
Over a year ago, Farm Bureau President Mark Haney appointed a water management working group to get in front of this issue.
When we get in drought situations, we fully understand that the citizens' need for water will come first. But if we can become self-sufficient on our own water, that helps alleviate the pressures on other needs throughout the Commonwealth.
With a unanimously favorable vote, the General Assembly also saw, with House Bill 529, the value of planning ahead.
This bill is one of those bills that will become effective July 15th. So the first thing, obviously, is to get the board appointed, get a meeting, and get an overview of where we are at currently in Kentucky, and then move forward from there.
We'll have follow-up reports as the program unfolds. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
Also of interest to agriculture in the recent legislative session was an effort to add seed labeling to the so-called preemption laws relative to those regulating chemicals and fertilizers. Doesn't sound earth-shaking, but Jeff Harper says important nonetheless.
We were able to get passed House Bill 497, and again, this will become effective July 15th, that will preempt any city or county in the Commonwealth to adopt an ordinance that would require more stringent seed labeling laws than what the state already has.
Harper says the group continued to protect the integrity of the ag development process to rebuild ag infrastructure after the tobacco settlement.
We were able to maintain the 50% of the master settlement agreements that are devoted to the Ag Development Board for agricultural diversification.
All in all, a reasonably successful session for agriculture. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.